Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. And yesterday on Fox News, Dick Cheney was
What is he running for?
That's a very good question. He was very opinionated, wasn't he? Definitely taking a stand. He was talking about the decision by Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate the alleged abuse of suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists by CIA interrogators.
We had the President of the United States, President Obama, tell us a few months ago there wouldn't be any investigation like this, that there would not be any look back at CIA personnel who were carrying out the policies of the prior administration. Now they get a little heat from the left wing of the Democratic Party, and they're reversing course on that.
And we're joined this morning with Scott Shane. He covers intelligence for our partners, the New York Times. Scott, actually, the president said repeatedly the decision would be left up to the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Is that not correct?
Yes. Vice President Cheney said that he called this a political decision. But the politics for President Obama really run the other way. He wants to get health care reform done and so on, and has said repeatedly that he wants to look forward and not back. He never actually promised there wouldn't be an investigation. He did say he didn't think that people who engage in authorized activities should be prosecuted, but actually Mr. Holder has said the same thing. But the appearance is certainly that the Obama White House is not happy that there's going to be an investigation, would really rather not have something like this.
But they're trying to stay on message with health care.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, we played a clip earlier in which Cheney said that he knew about waterboarding. He also said that he supported officers in the CIA who had ventured outside Justice Department rules and used unauthorized interrogation techniques. He says that kept Americans safe. So is he revealing anything here? Is he making himself liable by saying he knew about these things and supported people who broke the rules?
Well, it wasn't news that he knew about waterboarding. Waterboarding was actually briefed to high White House officials and approved in 2002. It was sort of an officially approved method, whatever one thinks of it. But there's been a lot of talk about a relatively small number of instances, as far as we know, where interrogators did things that were not authorized specifically, such as threatening a prisoner with a power drill or a handgun or suggesting that his relatives might be sexually assaulted and that sort of thing. Somebody pressed on the carotid artery of a prisoner until he passed out several times. Those things are not listed in the Justice Department memos that justified all this stuff. And so there's been some speculation that perhaps the people who did those things could get in trouble. Mr. Cheney said that, all of this was intended, to keep Americans safe, to prevent a repeat of 9/11, so that he had no problem with any of it, basically. And he did point out that no one used the power drill and no one used the handgun.
He also made the claim that all of those things, that President Obama should take in a cue from the Bush administration's techniques.
We had a track record now of 8 years of defending the nation against any further mass casualty attacks from Al-Qaeda. The approach of the Obama administration should be to come to those people who were involved in that policy and say, how did you do it?
So is he making the case here that all of those things worked?
Absolutely. I think, he's been out there since the spring defending his record. And of course, he was sort of the lightning rod in the Bush administration for some of these policies, and his approval ratings were not very high late in the Bush years. But in some ways, you might see him as sort of protecting his own legacy.
Well, but rhetorically is one thing, Scott Shane. Can he make that case? I mean, Dick Cheney would have us believe that there were these threatening attacks against the United States. Then there was waterboarding and hand drills and all this sort of stuff. Then they gave up the information that prevented the attacks, and then we were all safe for 8 years. Does that logic flow from the information as you understand it?
Well, it's not surprisingly more complicated than that. I mean, his trump card is that there was not a repeat of 9/11. There was not another attack in the United States, and that's a However one parses it, it's certainly a huge accomplishment compared to what a lot of us thought right after 9/11. But whether that was a result of waterboarding and so on, I mean, one point that people often miss is that the last time anyone was waterboarded was March of 2003, 6 years before Mr. Cheney left office. So if waterboarding was this crucial method that kept us safe, why didn't they keep using it for the last 6 years of the Bush presidency? And the reason is that there was a lot of dissent from the beginning about these methods, even inside the Bush administration. And the Bush administration backed away from that kind of stuff gradually over the years, long before Mr. Obama banned it.
All right. Scott Shane reports for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.